Ninth Training Class, Universal Mind. The moment the soul takes its first breath, when the soul initially incarnates into this earth spiritual training school, all God characteristics in the soul's light body are activated and planted in the soul's physical body to germinate into becoming a co-creator God. From this first moment, the soul's entire life experiences will be orchestrated by universal mind and the universal law of cause and effect. In this earth spiritual training school, the soul has free will to use trial and error in experimenting with all aspects of this earth spiritual training school. The soul's purpose is to be godlike in every moment while training to become a co-creator God. This means the soul must learn all truths, knowledge, and in using knowledge correctly, the soul creates wisdom. This wisdom is stored in the soul's subconscious mind after the conscious mind determines the truth in using knowledge wisely. The soul must also discipline each of the God characteristics embedded in the soul's light body at the time of the creation of the soul. When the conscious mind stores the truth into the subconscious mind, the soul's light body is the subconscious mind. The soul is always connected to the mind of God, intelligence, in the conscious mind, and connected to the heart of God, feelings, in the subconscious mind, or light body. The subconscious mind and light body are one and the same. The soul has free will to experience all aspects of this earth spiritual training school. However, based on the soul using their conscious mind to observe knowledge through trial and error and their life experiences, the soul is guided by universal mind in selecting what aspects of this earth spiritual training school the soul will want to experience first. If the soul enjoys the truths learned and their life experiences, they may continue to want to learn more only if it is interesting to the soul. When the God characteristics embedded in the souls, which are raw emotions, are activated, these raw emotions control the actions of the soul. In an effort to fulfill the desires of these activated raw emotions, the soul will fulfill the desires of these raw emotions without any concern for the welfare of others. This is called the egoic stage of soul development. The soul is vibrating in a third dimension vibratory frequency of selfishness and has not yet been conditioned by the universal law of cause and effect. What you do to another will be done unto you. Once the soul violates the free will of another, the universal law of cause and effect will register this negative abusive action in the cellular level of the soul's physical body and the soul's subconscious mind and light body. Once this negative abusive action is registered in the cellular level of the soul's physical body, universal mind will determine when to create a life experience for the soul to understand the feeling of abusing another member of one of God's kingdoms. In an effort to please the activation of the soul's raw emotions by abusing the free will of another, the soul is unaware of how it feels to be violated by the free will of another soul. Satisfying the activated raw emotions of their desires, universal mind will create a karmic life experience for the soul to simulate the same karmic life experience the soul created for another soul. The soul must learn how it feels when violating the free will of another by feeling how it feels to have their free will violated by another. Through multiple violations by the soul in interfering with the free will of another, the universal law of cause and effect, along with universal mind creating a karmic life experience for the soul, will eventually train the soul to discipline the activation of their raw emotions. The soul is unaware that these raw emotions embedded in the soul's physical body are not the soul, but opportunities for the soul to learn wisdom through the activation of these raw emotions. These raw emotions are teachers to the soul to give the soul the opportunity to learn, to discipline and master these raw emotions and transforming these raw emotions into God feelings. For the soul to become a co-creator God, the soul must be godlike in every moment. By learning to discipline and master these raw emotions, the soul is learning how the universal law of cause and effect is teaching the soul to modify how the soul responds when these raw emotions are activated. Universal mind is constantly orchestrating the soul's life experiences in every moment. Universal mind knows every intention, thought, word, and action of the soul. Universal mind knows every abusive action the soul violates against another in any one of God's kingdoms. It is universal mind that orchestrates the karma life experiences in teaching the soul to be aware of their selfish behavior towards others. It is universal mind that coordinates with the soul's subconscious mind when the universal mind will either orchestrate the synchronicity of the life experience of a soul to fulfill the soul's dreams and desires, and it is universal mind that does not allow the soul's dreams and desires to be created. From an early age, I have almost always listened to my intuition from universal mind. There have been occasions when I allowed the raw emotions within me to dictate my actions for selfish reasons, and I have learned from the embarrassment of my actions when I was exposed for my selfishness. But I have also learned to follow the intuitions I have received when I have felt that the guidance was in my best interest. I was just discharged from the United States Marine Corps, 20 years old, and in a relationship with my wife-to-be. I was living in Arlington, Virginia, and attending school paid for by the Veterans Administration. I was receiving a monthly pension from the VA to support my schooling and personal living expenses. It seemed logical to get married, finish school, and both my wife and I work towards our future. With my 2-year associate accounting degree, I qualified to obtain a job in the federal government in the accounting department with the Navy Department at the Navy Regional Finance Center, doing the accounting for all of the 7 systems commands in the Navy Department. Our function was to manually prepare reports for the United States Congress on the fiscal responsibilities of the Navy. Being young, responsible, and demonstrating my commitment for hard work, supporting my supervisor, I was selected to be part of a 3-person accounting team to work with several programs from the Navy Department of the Naval Support Activity located in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, to mechanize the Navy's accounting system. This initial automated financial system program was implemented in 1990. I became a major contact person working with the programmers in developing future financial reports for the Navy Department, which was the only armed force government activity to produce automated financial reports for Congress. My entire career with the Navy Department allowed me to finance my personal life and supporting my family, taking spiritual journeys to places in the United States, Mexico, Egypt to explore the pyramids, to Peru and drinking the ayahuasca, visit the holy city of Chavín in Peru, and exploring Machu Picchu in Peru. My modest retirement from the government allows me to support my personal life in China, where I continue to work with the co-creator gods, the Golden Ones, and channeling their teachings to educate and support all souls in this earth spiritual training school. My entire career was and is orchestrated by Universal Mind. Universal Mind works for each soul in developing the spiritual awareness in each soul that they are a co-creator God in training to serve the oneness of creation for the goodness of all. Remember who you are. You are a child of God created in His image and likeness. Each soul chooses to come to this earth spiritual training school to serve God by transforming their light body into a physical light body and to be a divine servant of God and serving the oneness of creation through love. When a soul embraces who they are, a soul created in the image and likeness of God, and their purpose in this spiritual training school is to train to be a co-creator God, the soul finds obstacles in their life removed and their dreams and desires manifest sooner. Much love and many blessings. Namaste. Visit us at www.thepathtooneness.com. Join the membership program for all the latest teachings from the Golden Ones. Visit us on Facebook and LinkedIn at thepathtooneness.com.